Adam Schleifer is one of more than a dozen Democrats who want to succeed longtime Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey, who is not seeking re-election. Schleifer left his job as a federal prosecutor to join the crowded primary field for New York's 17th House District. Schleifer, a Chappaqua resident, grew up in Westchester with a younger brother with special needs and as the grandchild of Holocaust survivors. He says that background gives him a different perspective.
And then I believe I have the experience as a state banking, insurance, and consumer protection regulator who took on predatory payday lenders and predatory subprime auto lenders, taking advantage of your borrowers and taking on abuse and fraud in the insurance and health insurance industries. I had that experience working for New York State and New York citizens, and then also at the federal level as a federal prosecutor, where I took on primarily major financial fraud, but also gun violence, violence against women, the international drug cartel world, and did stop some of the importation of fentanyl and other dangerous drugs into the United States. So that combination of my, I think, personal background and professional experience situates me well, I think, to represent the people of the 17th Congressional District.
Schleifer says a packed field is positive in terms of giving voters lots of choices, and he believes the right candidate would carry on Lowey's record of constituent services and work in Washington.
It's a good thing that we have a lot of choices, because I'm optimistic that the person that is eventually elected, hopefully, will be someone who can continue her legacy and continue the credit to the district that she has been. That said, I think another thing that means, if, from a tactical perspective, is candidate who can run a good campaign and get their ideas out there effectively, because that's what matters. We should be ensuring that ideas win elections and nothing else. I think that it is a reminder to all the candidates that they need to have an effective campaign that allows them to communicate district-wide what their ideas would be, what their priorities would be, and how they can help the people of the district.
One of Schleifer's top priorities is restoring the SALT, or state and local tax deduction, that was cut to a $10,000 limit by federal tax legislation President Trump signed in December 2017.
Another thing that's a priority for me is addressing the domestic hate and domestic terror, anti-Semitic violence, and gun violence that we've been seeing lately, including in the district. As a federal prosecutor, I know a thing or two about how to stand up to that kind of threat and that kind of violence, and I would be very much looking forward to addressing that, including by calling on DOJ, which I'm happy to see they have been doing it now recently in D.C., to enforce the existing federal laws and prosecute under those federal laws folks who terrorize the community. Another thing is the environment. I think we don't come to grips and rejoin the international community and the scientific community in addressing the dangers of climate change and other environmental threats. Almost everything else becomes arranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. So we need to, as a matter of intergenerational fairness and as a matter of national security, come to grips with climate change. One way that I would like to see that done is through a progressive carbon tax, where industries that put out a lot of greenhouse gas emissions pay the full freight for the cost that that imposes on the rest of us and the rest of the world.
Following the machete attack at a rabbi's home in Muncie during a Hanukkah celebration, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand held a roundtable with community members. She, Congressman Elliot Engel, and others discussed holding social media companies accountable for hate speech on their platforms.
I think the first step there, as Senator Gillibrand and as Congressman Engel said, is to have the Congress exert its oversight function and have more hearings with tough and nuanced questions to the folks who run our major technology companies. I think there are two issues here we all appreciate. One is, of course, we need to have as little an imposition on free speech as possible, because I believe in the marketplace of ideas. I think we shouldn't necessarily be in the business of censorship or encouraging platforms to censor. On the other hand, there is existing federal law, and that is constitutional, that says you cannot incite violence and the like. And so we need to be asking our social media providers, what are they doing in terms of cooperating with law enforcement to ensure that incitement and the like are properly flagged and then enforced? And that's something that I worked on as a federal prosecutor.
As a federal prosecutor, Schleifer also worked on the college admission scandal dubbed Operation Varsity Blues.
I had a small role in the college admission scandal case. The case was primarily prosecuted out of Boston, but I did have a role in working on some of the arraignments and other proceedings when that case first went public, and I was proud to have that small and limited role that I had, because I think it's important for the Department of Justice and for the nation to reaffirm and underscore that we are a meritocratic country. We live in a meritocracy, and it is not okay to bribe coaches to lie to their universities, and it is not okay to pay test proctors to change answer forms on children's tests simply so that parents can push through their preferred school upon their children.
Schleifer supports the impeachment of President Trump.
I'm very proud of Congress and what the House has done to, again, reaffirm that we live in a nation of laws, and no one, not even the president, and especially not the president, is above that law. The president likes to brag that he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue. Well, here we are to tell him that that's not the case. And when you try to sell the aid that Congress has duly passed to a foreign country in exchange for the politically motivated investigation of a rival, we're here to tell you that that's not okay. And so I've stood up to bullies and fraudsters in chief, and I like to say that the president is the bully and fraudster in chief. And I'm very proud to see Congress standing up to him.
The 17th District includes all of Rockland County and part of Westchester and is considered by ratings groups to be solidly Democratic. The primary election is in June. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.